A frat party with heavy drinking. I'm Dick Iuliano.
The House is set to vote on a bipartisan infrastructure bill. We'll dig a little deeper on that at 11:10.
The Dow is up 152, NASDAQ down 80, the S&P down 6.
11 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Facet Wealth.
I'm Steve Kathan. Facebook has put development of an Instagram platform for kids under 13 on hold. CBS News tech reporter Dan Patterson says it comes after troubling questions were raised about the site's impact on teen girls.
Facebook disputes claims made in reporting by the Wall Street Journal that the tech giant is aware Instagram can be harmful for some teen users. The story is based on a large amount of Facebook internal communications. Facebook's vice president and head of research added, "It is simply not accurate that this research demonstrates Instagram is, quote, toxic for teen girls."
Well, now to Joplin, Montana, CBS's Meg Oliver is covering the aftermath of the weekend Amtrak train derailment that's blamed for three deaths and dozens of injuries.
The NTSB says once they determine what caused this accident, they are committed to taking action to prevent anything similar in the future. Investigators will be looking at what led to the injuries and fatalities and whether seatbelts could have prevented them.
For unvaccinated health care workers in New York State, time's running out to get a shot or run the risk of getting fired. Deadline is at day's end. Dr. Ashish Jha is dean of the Brown University School of Public Health.
97, maybe 98% of all doctors are vaccinated. 80, 90% of nurses are vaccinated. So there really isn't a lot of hesitancy. It's a very small group. They're very noisy. They're very loud. Most healthcare workers have gotten the shot already.
New York's governor says she might call in retirees or medically trained National Guard members to help if staff shortages develop. It's a key week for the Biden agenda on Capitol Hill. CBS News White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
The House Speaker calls this a time of intensity. Congress has until Thursday to extend agency funding or a government shutdown will start Friday. Thursday's also the day Nancy Pelosi is scheduled to vote on the $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill that passed the Senate last month. Progressives have threatened to withhold their support for that bipartisan measure unless they're assured that the much larger package of social spending and the Democrats' reconciliation bill will also pass both houses.
Well, he's the man who shot President Reagan in 1981. John Hinckley Jr., the subject of a federal court hearing today. At issue is whether court-imposed restrictions should be eased. Hinckley, who is 66, was released from a D.C. hospital in 2016. He lives in Virginia, but his psychiatric care and other parts of his life were closely monitored. Checking Wall Street right now, the Dow is up 153 points. The NASDAQ is down. This is CBS News.
Facet Wealth, personalized and affordable financial planning for everyday Americans. No wealth or asset minimums. Quality financial advice for every stage of your life.
11:03 on WTOP on this Monday morning, September 27th. Sunny and 74. We're on our way to the low 80s. Good morning. I'm Mark Lewis.
I'm Deborah Feinstein. With the top local stories we're following this hour, should be pretty easy to find a place to get Pfizer's COVID booster shot.
If you are eligible for a booster shot, you can walk into any location that has the Pfizer vaccine and get one immediately. In both D.C. and Maryland, all you have to do is self-report that you need a booster shot, meaning you don't need to prove that you fall under the requirements. The CDC recommends the booster if you are over 65, work in a job with high risk of exposure to the virus, or have an underlying medical condition. But wait until at least 6 months after your last dose. The Virginia Department of Health on their website says booster shots are also available to people who are eligible to get it. To find a location near you for the booster, go to vaccines.gov. And in D.C., you can even schedule to get an additional shot at home for free. Luke Lugert, WTOP News.
Now, the CDC has not yet made any recommendations about boosters for people who got the Moderna or J&J vaccines, but that could come soon.
A nursing shortage is affecting how kids are being cared for in D.C. schools.
In many D.C. schools, kids can't go to the nurse's office as there aren't enough nurses for every school. As the district works to hire more school nurses to handle bumps and bruises, Chancellor Lewis Farabee told council members last week contracted CSS nurses and other healthcare personnel are in schools to test, screen, and monitor kids for COVID.
We hire over 240 patient care technicians who help with all of our COVID-related responses.
Meanwhile, Councilmember Charles Allen says he's hearing from parents concerned about their kids' care.
I think a lot of people very naturally would want to see nurses helping out with a student showing symptoms or doing COVID testing. We're not even having the nurses available to handle the regular stuff either.
Megan Cloherty, WTOP News.
A popular Amtrak route that was discontinued during the pandemic is once again running between Richmond and the nation's capital. Today's early morning departure was the first train from Main Street in downtown Richmond to D.C. The new service will offer three trips a day between the two capital cities, with one arriving in D.C. before the workday begins. Governor Ralph Northam attended this morning's inaugural departure.
This is the first step in our Transforming Rail initiative, but I can promise you, it is not the last. This is part of the Commonwealth's long-term plan for improving passenger rail service.
That train ride, about 2 hours and 45 minutes. The governor adding the Commonwealth can't pave its way out of congestion. Transit officials hope the new service will ease traffic on I-95.
11 people have been indicted in the death of Virginia Commonwealth University student Adam Oakes of Loudoun County. Oakes died in February following an off-campus party at the Delta Chi fraternity where he was pledging.
The Oakes family is pleased to see the wheels of justice turning following their son's death from alcohol poisoning.
We're just happy to see the process work.
In an interview with News 4, the Oakes family talked about the foundation they've created in their son's memory, Love Like Adam, which is devoted to ending hazing.
Not just fraternities or sororities. I mean, it's in band, it's in athletics. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's everywhere, and it needs to stop. I mean, it's 2021. Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous.
Richmond police say those indicted face charges of unlawful hazing. Three are also charged with purchasing or giving alcohol to a minor. Dick Iuliano, WTOP News.
Three people were injured after a shooting outside of a metro station in Prince George's County. Police say three juveniles and an adult were seen leaving a train together around 5:30 yesterday at the Branch Avenue station. They started arguing, and that's when the shooting took place. One of the juveniles suffered critical injuries. Another juvenile and an adult were also injured. One person was arrested. Police found four guns at the scene, and the investigation continues.
Just ahead, why this is a pivotal week in Congress. 11:07.
Your watch party needs game time snacks from 7-Eleven. Use code DELIVERY for $15 off your first 7-Eleven delivery order. 7-Eleven, take it to 11. Offer ends 11-2-21, $25 minimum. Limit one time use per customer, plus tax and fees. Limited delivery area. See 7Now app for terms.
Indeed helps you hire great people fast. Indeed delivers four times more hires than all other job sites combined, according to Talent Nest. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Don't miss exciting Navy football in October at historic Navy Marine Corps Memorial Stadium in Annapolis. A special three-game triple option mini play.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.